It is a very useful skill to have, because essentially I can make money just like that for someone by doing some stuff online, which is really cool.
Hi there, yogis, and welcome to my podcast. I am Charlotte Reynolds, a digital marketer and strategist, founder of the Digital Yogi Agency and a yoga teacher. And I help ambitious yoga teachers and wellness businesses to grow and scale through the power of online. So how does this podcast work? Well, each week I will be speaking with an expert in the yoga and wellness space, someone who has already achieved something incredible with a unique specialism, and we will talk about building a business, digital or social media, and importantly, exactly how they did the thing that they did.
Imagine being able to reach thousands of potential clients without needing to spend hours each week planning content. And imagine being able to reach new people outside of your current audience who are very likely to be interested in you and your services. So what's the secret? What's this episode all about? So today we're talking all about paid ads. Now it might seem like everybody is running paid ads all of a sudden. It definitely feels like that. Perhaps you're wondering what all the fuss is about and whether you should be jumping on them as well for your business. So today I'm going to be joined by Alice Jackson, all the way from sunny Barcelona. She's a fellow ads specialist and a good friend of mine. We're going to be talking all about how you can use ads to grow and scale your business. So we're going to be demystifying all that is paid ads on Facebook, Instagram, and Google. Enjoy.
Nice to be here. As Charlotte said, I am a digital advertising expert. I've been working in the digital world for 6 years now and freelance for 5 years of that. I'm also a yoga teacher and a Reiki practitioner as well. So I have that side of my life, and I was running retreats obviously before COVID, and I look forward to getting back into that at some point. But yeah, so I have kind of three, I guess, different lines of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's how we became friends, really, because we do a really similar thing: yoga teaching, running ads, mainly for wellness businesses. And we've worked on a few projects together, which has been really cool. First things first, how did you get into digital advertising?
I used to work in fashion before digital advertising, and I started working with bloggers at that time when blogs were a popular format. And once I left the fashion world, I was like, everything is going online, everything's becoming digital. So I wanted to go into the digital advertising industry. And I started working at an agency in the sales team. So getting new business for the agency and working with all the different teams within our company on strategies for the clients. And then, yeah, and now here I am.
So you do lots of different things. What is the advantages of doing that? Why do you enjoy not just teaching yoga or not just doing digital advertising, but kind of doing all of those things at the same time?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think it's good to have different streams of revenue as a freelancer, because I mean, let's look at last year. Like for me, suddenly everything was online and I already was doing online work. So for me, it wasn't a massive difference apart from changing my yoga teaching, obviously, to be online. So it supports me in that way. And also I like working with my clients. I enjoy that interaction with them. So it's good to have different things, different projects to work on. You know, I kind of need lots of stimulation and different things. So that's why I think it's good for me to have a few different jobs.
So let's take it back to basics. What are ads? When someone says, do you run ads? What do they mean?
Yeah, an advert is something that is created, that is paid for by whoever is running that ad every time someone clicks on the ad or views the ad, depending on how you've got it set up. And that ad can have many different objectives. It could be to get traffic to your site. It could be to result in a purchase. It could be to grab someone's email contact. So an ad is a way of shouting about your business, basically, in a way to create an action that you want the person to do.
Yeah, essentially paying money for a message to be shown to your audience, but also a wider audience. The outcome of that could be a whole number of things, like you said. It could be sales, sign-ups, it could just be raising awareness, but essentially paying money for that thing to happen rather than organic. When we talk about organic social, what we mean is putting the posts out on your feed to your network for free, not paying any money. So I feel like I've seen a huge shift in people giving paid advertising on Facebook and Instagram specifically a go, as the kind of responsibility to grow our businesses really has fallen on us a lot more, especially as teachers or wellness professionals. Whereas before, we really did rely on the studios that we worked at to do a lot of the promotion for us. And now suddenly we've got a job to do in building a community and letting people know about our classes, our products, our offerings. So I feel like a lot more people started playing around with advertising. Is this something that you have seen, and have you found that your clients or other people that you work with have also started to put more attention onto paid advertising?
Yeah, I've definitely seen more. I mean, like, for example, on Instagram, I have a load of yoga teacher friends, and I've seen their ads popping up for different classes or online memberships that they've got. I've seen those. I mean, all of my clients pre-COVID were online retailers anyway. So for us, it was, we're already doing the work, but I've definitely seen more ads. Yeah, more ads in the yoga sphere.
Why are ads so great? Why are we talking about ads, and why might we suggest for somebody to run paid advertising rather than just focusing on an organic strategy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, paid advertising is so great because it puts your product in front of people who are either searching for it or they're like on social and it's maybe relevant to them through, you know, their interests. So essentially you're getting those sales that you perhaps wouldn't get if you were just there organically. And organic is a slow thing to build, like your SEO takes time, whereas paid social, you could put an ad up and you could get a conversion this morning, you know? Mm. So it's a great way. It's a really important revenue stream for businesses.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, isn't it? Is running ads is like one of the fastest ways to grow. So if you think how much time you spend creating content for your organic channels, that in itself as a job, running your Instagram and your Facebook, like, let me know in the chat, how many hours per week do you think you probably spend like creating organic content and managing your own social channels? Not worth thinking about, says Lizzie. It is a big investment of time and energy running your organic social channels. Running an ad, you can go from, let's say you have 1,000 followers and your posts are being seen by 300 of them. And that could have taken you hours and hours. And yes, it didn't cost you any money, but it costed you a lot of time and energy. You can run an ad and for maybe £5, you can reach 1,000 people with that content. You can see, yes, it's costing you money, but it's saving you a lot of time and energy. It does enable you to grow and scale a lot quicker just by paying some money to do so. And actually, ads are so cheap, aren't they? You can say, for example, £5 CPM, 1,000 people you can reach for £5. Like, it's so cheap if you compare it to other kinds of advertising, right? Like newspaper advertising, leaflets, TV advertising. Like, it's really cost efficient and it's accessible for smaller businesses too.
Also, like, in terms of hours, you know, you create an ad for like social, maybe it will take you an hour to create that ad, depending on what, you know, what you're bringing in, your assets, your photos, your copy, and etc., and then to set it up. But then you're going to leave that ad, you want to leave it for at least like a week, 10 days to start to get data. So it's kind of like, you know, you don't just leave it and forget about it, but it's not like you don't have to create a new ad every day, for example, when you're a small business. Like, so having that, it's more time efficient as well.
Yeah, it can take a bit of time if you are setting up a complex campaign with lots of tracking and lots of different audiences. But like you said, that campaign can then run in the background for 1 week, 2 weeks, maybe even longer, a couple of months, with very little ongoing time needed to be put into it. So I posted something yesterday saying about when ads follow you around the internet, like sometimes it feels like you only have to think about something and the next thing you know, you're seeing an ad on your feed and you're going, what on earth? How do they know that I want that? Or you go on a website and then you're being stalked by all the products that you put in your basket and you didn't purchase. What is that all about?
That is retargeting. So when you go and look at someone's website, they gather your cookie and then they can target you based on what you've been looking at. Also relevant interests as well. So if you start to look at fitness sites, then maybe you'll be interested in yoga as well. Maybe you were looking at some leggings. So then suddenly you're going to be shown adverts for sports bras, yoga mats, etc. So it's all based off the little cookie that you leave.
Do you find it helpful or do you find it creepy when you get ads like that, that you think, oh gosh, that's a lot of data that they have on me if they know that?
Yeah, I don't actually think too much about my own data. I mean, because it may be also like now the ads that I get, for example, sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, that is quite relevant actually. I would quite like to have a look at that. But of course it's annoying when you're targeted loads and loads by the same retailer.
I actually like the fact that I can go on a website and view a product and then I will get on my feed then lots of products that I might be interested in. I think it's great because then I don't have to go and search for these things. They're almost finding me. But it is crazy how much data Facebook has on us. They know not just what we're viewing on one brand's website, but what we're viewing on all the other websites as well, which is kind of creepy, but obviously great for advertisers as well, because for our clients, we can use that data to find more relevant people. For your businesses as well, you can tap into that data in the same way. So if you have a particular offering, like let's say you are running a retreat, you can then run ads to people who Facebook knows has been looking at different retreat venues. So yes, you can like look at these ads on your feed and go, God, that's a bit creepy. But you can also think, God, that's an amazing strategy that I can also be using to find more relevant people who might be interested in what I do.
So I'm just going to pause the interview here briefly to talk to you about digital marketing in your business. If you're at the stage where you are ready to grow and scale up significantly by running paid advertising and you're ready to outsource, then I would like to direct you to the Digital Yogi Agency. So whether it be running best-in-class paid ad campaigns on Facebook, Instagram, and Google that convert, or creating bespoke digital strategies for your business, with a decade of experience in running best-in-class ad campaigns for huge national brands, your business will be in safe hands. You can visit thedigitalyogi.co.uk/theagency to inquire now.
So ad on social, it's not the only method of telling people what we do. Ads have been around for ages now. I started working in ads when they first existed, and I think that was like 2012. I remember when they started, like when they started running ads. But before then, people relied a lot on door drops, so leaflets, ads in newspapers, ads in magazines, TV advertising. What are the advantages of running paid ads online versus those more traditional medias?
Do you know what? It depends on your market. It depends who you're advertising to. I think probably a lot of people here and this who are listening to this are in the wellness industry. So, yeah. You know, if your market is 20 to 40 year old women who are interested in yoga and your product is online at the moment, then you should be doing online advertising. Whereas like for me right now, just to give you an example, I'm in a small village, and so I'm actually now looking at little small papers here to advertise in, because it's like more localized. But one of the things that you can do with online advertising is make it really localized as well. So for example, you can actually on Google, you can target people by their postcode. You can target people by the region, the city that they live in, the country, you know, all sorts, whether they're interested in a country on Google as well, not that just they live there. So it does depend who you're trying to reach, thinking about your target audience. But that's such an important point, actually, is always think about your audience, who they are, where are they, what do they need, what's their problem that you're going to solve with the product.
Targeting with digital advertising is way more advanced than if you're running on more traditional media. If you think about it, you run an ad in a magazine, you kind of know the demographics of the people that read that magazine, but you can't pick and choose which people get that ad. It's just literally in the magazine, anybody who picks it up gets that ad. So there's going to be a lot of wastage. Whereas the capabilities for targeting on digital, so ads on Facebook or whatever, you can select those demographics. You can say, I only want to target females who are aged 25 to 34 who live in this particular place. So you're not wasting loads of money on people that are not in your target audience, which is obviously super important if you don't have a massive advertising budget.
Yeah.
I would also say probably with digital advertising and Facebook and Instagram ads, another thing that you get is measurement, right? You can measure whether somebody's actually done something off the back of seeing your ad, like in a magazine. You don't know if somebody went into a shop and actually bought that thing that you advertised. You don't know if they even looked at it. You don't know really anything. You just know that it was put into this many magazines. Whereas the difference with Facebook ads and Instagram ads, Google ads, whatever, you actually can see what people do after they view the ad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously amazing. What's the difference between a sponsored ad and a paid ad? Or are they the same thing? That is such a good question.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you may be referring to boosted posts. Yeah. Okay. Right. We were just talking about this before. Don't do boosted posts, guys. Yeah. Just don't do it. Don't, you know, on Instagram, it gives you options. Do you want to boost this or sponsor it or whatever? Don't do that. The reason that we advise not to do that is because you get really limited options in how you can then target people through when you're using the Instagram app. There's a product called Facebook Business Manager, Facebook Ads Manager, it's free. You use it through Facebook, and that pushes out adverts to Facebook and to Instagram and the networks within that. So you get much more sophisticated targeting with that. And you get much better measurement results. Sorry, not much better results, but like better ways of measuring more in detail. So stop doing boosted posts.
just don't stop doing it. And I can always see when somebody has boosted a post rather than set it up properly. We can see the different elements of an ad that you would set up if you did it in Business Manager versus if you boosted. And the key way of seeing that is when it says the call to action is view Instagram profile. That's a clear sign that someone has boosted a post, and it's not an efficient use of ad spend. Because why do you want to send people to your Instagram profile? You want to send them to something a lot more valuable, like your website or an event or a shopping page. But essentially, sponsored posts, promoted posts, paid ads, like we mean the same thing. You're essentially paying money for your content to be seen.
Does it still appear as a sponsored post? It still says it's an ad. Yeah, it's still an ad. It's just that the back end of creation of that ad is on a different platform rather than just on your phone. That's the difference. But it's still an advert.
It'll still look as a sponsored post. You'll still be able to see that someone has paid money for it. But the capabilities of the targeting and what your ad looks like and everything will be so much more advanced if you do it through Ads Manager versus on your phone. Do you need Facebook Ads Manager to create ads? No, you don't. You can kind of boost your post. But again, I wouldn't really say that's building an ad. If you want to build an ad and, you know, you want to have your headline and your copy and you want to make it really robust, then Ads Manager is the platform you should be using.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can test, can you, if you boost a post? To be honest, I just never boosted posts. But you can't do any testing either. And testing is a huge part of advertising online.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've used it once myself as a yoga teacher on Boosted Posts just to see. And I was like, oh no.
And just another thing as well about why ads are great versus traditional media is the amount that you can spend. You can spend as much or as little as you like for Facebook and Instagram ads, no matter your budget. I used to do some print advertising when I used to work in advertising agencies. And, you know, you have to just pay £3,000 for your ad to appear. And that's it. You can spend as much or as little as you like on Facebook and Instagram ads, depending on, you know, how big you want to go.
Yeah. Everyone asks, what should I be spending? Which is obviously an important question when you're thinking about what can you afford, but you want to be, I mean as a sort of a guide, like if you think about per day what you want to spend, you know, at least probably like £10 a day, which is then like £300 a month, so unless you are doing something that's got a really high value.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say probably £10 a day is a great place to start if you're just having a play around. Obviously that can add up though, right? £10 a day every day can add up, but you can scale that up and down depending on if you're launching something or whether you have something new that you're announcing. Have you seen any really cool ads lately, any great campaigns or any kind of examples where you think, God, they've done a good job there with their advertising?
Do you know what? I mean, brands I don't follow that much, but I did see an ad yesterday for Doc Martin boots, which I have, and they were €65. And, you know, they're normally like 120 or something. And it was just a picture of the Doc Martin boot. I could see the branding and then the price, €65. On Instagram stories. So I clicked on it, you know, out of curiosity. I think actually that page was not found. When I got there, it was not found. So then I had to scroll around to find the boots. Good example of what an ad looks like, not a good example of someone having the right URL for you to land on. So don't do that. Make sure someone's always got the right page to land on. It made me click because it's a product that's relevant to me. It had a really good price. It was super clear. But, you know, obviously I didn't purchase the shoes, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe not good targeting because you already have the boots. I mean, we can't expect them to know that, but.
Yeah, they were slightly different. They had a platform and I was like, I don't need them, but I do like them. I won't buy them. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really good ad this morning, actually. So yesterday I was looking on Daisy Jewelry, just looking to get some new earrings. And I was browsing on the site, looking at lots of different gold hoopy earrings. I didn't actually buy them, but then this morning I went on my Instagram and the first ad I got was from Misoma Jewelry, showing me lots of different gold hoop earrings. And I was just like, that is great. Like, that is just like, that is what you can do with ads. Like, how amazing is that? They know that I have been browsing gold hoop earrings from a competitor, and then they deliver me an ad with other products like the ones I'm interested in on my feed. I think it might have even had a discount code as well. So, like, that is just ad targeting brilliance, isn't it? And that's the kind of things that anybody can do. Like, if you have a good ad strategy in place, getting really clever with the targeting and the type of people that you're speaking to. Like, there's so much you can do with paid ads, and you can get super clever with the types of messaging that you're sending people. Again, all because of how much data Facebook has.
Yeah.
does a business need to be a certain size to run ads? Is there a point where, you know, if you're just starting out, should you be running ads, or is it something that you need to, you know, have a certain number of followers before you do it? Do you need to have a particular website created? Like, do you need to hit some certain, you know, milestones first?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think in my experience from working with different clients of different sizes, the important thing is that whatever your service or your product is good to begin with, and you have got a good website or wherever you want to send them to, looks professional, it's easy to navigate. If you're selling a product, it's easy to purchase. You don't have to be a massive brand, but you do need to have a sexy site, whatever you want to send them to. It is harder. I do think it realistically is harder for smaller businesses who are new. I think really any advertising you do has to be quite long term to start to see good results. Yeah, you've got to kind of invest a bit of money, because at the end of the day, don't feel bad if you've run ads and they haven't worked. As long as you're learning from that, that's okay, you know. So that it's part of that, I'm afraid, that you will spend money that won't result in a sale.
Yeah, there is no exact formula for success with ads. There are guidelines that if you follow them, you've definitely got a stronger chance of success. But there is no guarantee that if you put money behind something, that it is going to drive more sales. If something's just not a good product and it's not working, no matter how much money you throw at it with ads, it's not necessarily going to help. Like, I think ads work best when something is working and it's doing well and you want to take it to that next level. So when we're thinking about running ad campaigns, you're in that initial planning stage. And I think the initial planning stage is so, so important. Like, really building the ad is the very last thing and is such a small piece of the pie. So when you are in that planning stage and you're starting to think about what your ad campaign is going to look like, what are the key things that we need to be considering?
With setting up a campaign, obviously, what money have you got to spend? Because that's going to decide how big or small your campaign is going to be. And you need to get your imagery together. Depending if you're on Google doing text ads, you need to write the copy. If you're on social doing image ads, then you're going to be getting the copy and the image.
One of the really important things that you need to think about as well is, what are you actually trying to achieve? I think especially with that, the boosting, it's like, oh, I'm just going to boost it and see what happens. You don't really know if it's worked because you never really sat down and thought, what was I trying to achieve in the first place? Because unless you know what you were trying to achieve, website clicks, sales, then you're never going to know if it worked because that was never set out at the beginning. So I'd say, be really clear on what your ads are for. What are your thoughts on running campaigns to get more engagement?
Yeah, do you know, I mostly run conversion campaigns for my clients that I want to get a sale for them. I like running ads to get email signups as well. I'm sure that is very valuable for a lot of people listening to this. I like those. In terms of just sending traffic to a site, it depends. Like, if you're launching a brand new product and you want to get a lot of eyes on it, then yeah, a great deal loads of objective to website traffic. But then you can't be disappointed if you don't get loads of sales from it, because like, the objective was just to get traffic onto your site.
I'm just going to come to Antonia's question, which is, should you start with conversion goals, or is it better to spend some time and money on brand awareness? So if you're promoting a workshop as your first ever campaign, that is a really good question, hey? Yeah, I think if it's a first campaign, if you want to know if it's worked, I'd say promoting something like a workshop is great, because you're going to be able to measure it. You're going to say, right, this is what I want to achieve. I want to have this many sign up, and you can track that. Brand awareness will come off the back of running that campaign regardless. I don't think you need to run a specific brand awareness campaign. And I think brand awareness, it's a lot more difficult to know whether your campaign worked. You don't really want to come away having spent, you know, £100, £200 and going, right, okay, well, was that a good use of money, a bad use of money? you know, you're not really going to know if it works. So I think if you do have a smaller budget, use it to promote something in particular.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And things like a lead magnet are great. That's still brand awareness, but there's a measurable outcome there.
And also, like, probably a lot of people have got a product that is a lead magnet, whether it's like a free meditation or a free yoga class you want to give, something like that, that is, you know, that's worth that swap for an email address.
Yeah, totally. If it's your first campaign, do you think it's good to offer a discount on a product, or are you selling yourself short with that?
I wouldn't put a discount on it because it's a first campaign, but I'd put a discount on it if it's something you really want to push, but not because
that's
it's
a great
your
answer.
First campaign. If you start off with your product discounted, depending, like if it's obviously if it's like a yoga classes, it's a bit different because if say you want to do a free trial, like you're saying, Charlotte, like I know some of your studios have, that's different to if you're selling a product like some clothing and you've got a, you start off with a discount, then people are going to expect a discount a lot of the time. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you've got like a, if you're selling a pack of classes and you want to say, or a membership, it's like first 7 days are free, then that's fine.
Do we go for Google or do we go for Facebook and Instagram? How might we decide which of those is the best for us?
Okay, if you haven't got a lot of budget, then I would say use the platform that your target consumer is on the most. That's what I would say. If you've got a bit more budget to test, then try them out. Do some campaigns on Google, do some campaigns on social, see what performs better for you. As soon as you get conversions, you'll soon see what is doing better. But also something to mention is that, you know, social media advertising, you're not searching generally for things you want to buy so much on Instagram and Facebook. You might be, there are Instagram shops, of course, and hey, we look at people for inspiration about what things, like definitely, but Google is much more focused around, I've got this problem, here's the solution. Whereas social media advertising is like, look at this beautiful advert. It's something you might be interested in. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. And it's thinking about your audience and how are they going to show that they're interested in your product? So how are they showing that intent? Let's say it's a yoga retreat. People are probably going to be searching on Google yoga retreats in da 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 da. So that's a great place to advertise your retreats, especially if it's like yoga retreats in Sri Lanka and you've got a yoga retreat in Sri Lanka, like you want your ads to be shown there. Facebook's less likely to know that they're interested than Google, who literally knows that they're typing that into the search bar. With your business, you, the clients you look after, you obviously have your yoga teaching, your own retreats, and then the digital marketing side of things. Where do you see that going? Do you see one side taking over the other? And how do you see, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years with advertising and your business?
I see myself continuing to work online in this world because it's a really useful skill to have, even though I'm not using it that much for myself at the moment. It is a very useful skill to have because essentially I can make money just like that for someone by doing some stuff online, which is really cool. I really enjoy that. I like that process. My ideas in the future is to do more around the sensual practices that I teach and create more of a platform with that for women, and then I will start to promote that more and make it into more of a service that I want to offer.
If you would like to harness the power of ads for your business, perhaps you have an online studio, a membership, a platform, or a conversion tool such as a webinar, challenge, or masterclass that you would love to drive more traffic to and more signups for, then paid ads could be your way to go. I can support you either to outsource completely, or I can provide you with expert training for you and your team on how to run successful ad campaigns for yourself. So if you're interested, send me a DM on Instagram or an email and let's chat. A massive thank you to Alice Jackson for joining me for this episode. And be sure to go and take a look at her yoga offerings over on Instagram at More2Yoga. If you haven't already, I would love if you could share this podcast with your friends, subscribe, and rate the podcast on Apple. See you next week.